Day 17 at Broncos training camp. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer along with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. This is the Broncos TV live training camp show. And guys, I guess the big news we should start off with today, Benny Fowler played great on Thursday night. He comes in to practice today, arm in a sling. He has a little bit of a fracture.
Yeah, it was something that he said he didn't even know happened after the game, woke up the next morning and felt it. Kubiak said that he was covering a punt, came down, landed, kind of braced his arm out like this, and that's how he fractured it. And it's just really disappointing news, Mace, because Fowler was really showing and was impressive so far through camp.
Yeah, disappointing news for him, and it also really changes the complexion of the race to be the number three receiver, because now he's going to miss a few weeks. He's hoping to be back by the preseason finale at Arizona, but we'll see. I'm sure they'll probably err on the side of caution with that. But with his injury, now you've got more snaps for Cody Latimer, Jordan Norwood, Jordan Taylor, all having a chance to assert themselves and maybe try to get that number three receiver role. So, you know, it could be tough for Fowler.
Bit of a bad news for Benny Fowler, arm in a sling, also had it braced today. But when he met the media after practice, he said he's not too worried about being back on the field soon.
Just covering a punt, I just, you know, fell on it awkwardly, but, you know, it's a small fracture, so it's all good, though. A couple weeks. I'm not really frustrated. I mean, I still have an opportunity, you know. I just got to get healthy, and then, you know, once I get healthy, get back out there and, you know, just pick out right where I left off.
A little bit, plan is kind of like with Ty from a standpoint of we have to stabilize it here for a few days. He should be able to do all the running, conditioning, all that, but Benny's going to miss a little time. So, you know, disappointing. He's really playing well, but we'll get him back. You know, it's just going to take a little time.
So a damper of a news there for Benny Fowler, but in the larger scheme of things today, guys, the practice was not what head coach Gary Kubiak was expecting.
Yeah, a little rough, I think. The offense had some trouble getting a rhythm early on. I think that kind of flowed all the way through. In their defense, the defense did play really well. Aqib Talib made some great plays. We also saw some of the second line guys, Lorenzo Doss, coming up with an interception. So I think that the defense did play really, really well. But I also think that, you know, it's tough to kind of, you know, go through the type of game that this team had on Thursday, have a day off, and then get back on the field and kind of pick up where you left off, just because it's so hard to play in an atmosphere like that and pick things up. But I think by the end, they really did establish some good reps, and I think that they were on the right track as we head into Monday.
Kind of a weird practice here because you have corrections on Friday after the game and then a day off tomorrow. Just snuck in a practice here on Saturday. Tough for them to really stay focused for today, though, huh?
Yeah, tough in that regard, but that's not something that Gary Kubiak is really going to accept as an excuse, and clearly he was displeased with the offense performance. He actually called the offense together for a group huddle midway through practice. It was right after Lorenzo Doss had a pick six on Mark Sanchez during a red zone period. There were a couple of passes bad down at the line of scrimmage, a fumbled snap, just really rough. It didn't look like the offense was on the same page, and you know, we'll see what they have on Monday coming back after a day off.
Yeah, the defense playing well, but clearly Gary Kubiak was expecting a little bit more from his guys today.
I'm not real happy with practice today, and so I'll go look at today, and we'll wake up on Monday, and tomorrow's an off day. Monday we'll go back to work. So, yeah, we didn't practice very good offensively. You know, we less than 48 hours out of a game, you know, to come back and practice is tough. But we handled it defensively. We didn't handle it offensively. So, yeah, it's disappointing for me.
So a bit of a disappointing practice on this Saturday, but there were still some guys who really came through. Matt, your player of the day.
Well, we talked about the offense being a little bit sluggish and not really establishing a rhythm, but I think one of the guys who did stand out on offense today was Capri Bibbs. I thought Capri played exceptionally well in Thursday night's game, had a great tackle on special teams on Thursday night against the Bears, and then carrying it over today, I thought he made some great catches out of the backfield, really had some nice cuts. They weren't in pads, so it wasn't, you know, a huge hitting practice or a very physical practice, but I thought that he did well to find his spots, and I think that he's really shown a lot of progress since we started camp.
Ace, your guy?
Well, I've got to go with the defense because the offense struggled, but the defense did have a good day. And let's look up front at Derek Wolfe. He had one of those passes that was bad down at the line of scrimmage, knocking down a Trevor Siemian toss in the red zone. But he was also very active against the run, did a good job really penetrating through the line and, you know, diffusing some of those run plays as they happened. You saw a little of that from Jared Crick and Sly Williams as well, but Derek Wolfe, you know, he was winning and dominating his one-on-one matchups on the line of scrimmage. Good day for him.
Yeah, Wolfe proving to be more than capable on the field and also showing off some of his leadership skills. The Broncos, 7 sacks against the Bears, and a lot of that due to that veteran leadership leading the way for some of the young guys.
I mean, I knew I could go out there and play well. And, I mean, I got great teammates, so that makes it easy. You know, everybody did a great job. Went out there, you know, had a shutout. And in a preseason game, that's still a pretty big deal. So everybody's excited.
Preseason, for me, is very important. But, you know, with the coaches and my teammates, they helped me. And everything just came to me, you know. It was, like, amazing. It was like a dream come true, you know. First NFL sack, first game, dream come true.
Broncos clearly showing they're capable of getting after the quarterback. Day 17 of training camp here. Mace, your final thought for the day?
I think just the day that you wanted to get through coming off of the game 2 days ago and a big week of practice coming up with the 49ers. They arrive on Wednesday. There'll be a couple practices before then. So, you know, I think you just want to get through this and correct a lot of the mistakes on offense and try to smooth things out on Monday.
I think Mace said it. I think that the offense took a couple of extra reps out here on the field after practice just to fine-tune some things. And that's going to be important with the 49ers coming in at the end of the week before that preseason game on Saturday. The Broncos really need to make sure that they fine-tune some of that stuff on offense and defense, as a matter of fact, just to make sure that everything is where it should be before they play other competition.
Well, speaking of those joint practices, coming up in segment number 2, we'll be joined by TJ Ward and Darian Stewart. We'll ask them about facing the 49ers in practice. Plus, we'll see how well they know each other. They'll try their hand at the teammate game. We'll be right back.